Good morning, and welcome to Creations, the show highlighting local artistry. I'm Lizzie, your host. We obviously support local art, and we want to find new ways to expose you to it. So this week, we join founder of the Queen City Shout Festival, Eddie Gumacio, to kind of give us a rundown on this year's virtual event.
This is our 10th year, our 10-year anniversary. It's got some fairly humble beginnings. When I was working at Borders and after the holidays, it was always kind of the slower time of year. And I thought, what if we held a music event in the cafe at Borders and just did it as like this mini local festival showcasing, you know, music from around the area. I reached out to a lot of my songwriter friends and bands and stuff, and we coordinated it, and it was a month-long series, and the Queen City Shout name just kind of came to me from the moniker for Springfield is the Queen City of the Ozarks, and the shout part is kind of shouting out to the world, if you will, like, hey, we're here.
Can you kind of tell me about, I know you mentioned that it's hooked in with several different poverty relief groups, but what else do you think this kind of festival is giving back to your community?
I go back to our little mantra, if you will, celebrate the arts, support poverty relief. I'll be the first to tell you that I'm just a music nerd through and through. And the arts, I mean, I love the arts in every capacity. And, you know, being a musician for several years, and as I mentioned earlier about sort of being aware that we have a deep pool of talent. And so I think beyond the poverty relief, that celebrate the arts aspect of it is huge. It's just hopefully in some ways educating the community a little bit. We have a vast array of talent in the arts, not just in music, but with film and visual arts as well.
Like, how is your festival going to benefit from it being virtual? Because, I mean, at least this year, like, you're reaching out to communities that are way far away from Springfield, if you're talking to me. So,
Right. Obviously,
you can reach more people, but are there any other benefits outside of, obviously, keeping people healthy?
I think, one of the biggest benefits is sharing the art that's around here. But as I say, it's not really about Springfield anymore. I mean, Queen City Shout is slowly turning into sort of a Midwest platform because, you know, we're getting acts from Wichita now, from Tulsa, from Fort Smith, Arkansas, Joplin, Columbia, and as I mentioned, I mean, as far as reaching as Austin and Chicago, I haven't really sought these acts out. So something's happening online. People are finding out, word is getting out, and our goal is not to be the biggest and the best. Our goal is just to be like, we're a music festival. We're wanting to showcase what we feel is a program of artists and cinematographers and documentarians and visual artists. And the biggest difference is just us wanting to give back to our community. You know, from someone outside of the community, maybe that's not as important to them. But, you know, the nonprofits that work with us are far-reaching beyond just Springfield. I mean, it's throughout the Ozarks, so, you know, the greater Southwest Missouri area. A lot of these organizations are national organizations that have partnerships elsewhere.
The Queen City Shout Festival takes place Monday, August 17th through August 23rd. If you're interested, you can find helpful links on how to navigate this virtual festival on kchi.com. It'll link on over to the event page on Facebook. You've been listening to KCHI, and this has been another edition of Creations. Show theme from Beta Radio. On Your Horizon.